Horror is the worst possible thought your brain can generate, falling through blackness without stopping. Death, whatever it may be, that is horror. This is what evil scientist Dr. Dud had in mind when he invented his latest machine. After doing numerous studies of the human brain, he'd found that there was one key secret to terror. This would help him with his overall plan to take over the world. Dr. Dud pulled out his laptop and began to type in unreadable codes. These would be the commands to hack one of the greatest companies ever. Google. He loaded on the virus, and all of a sudden, Google crashed. Later that day, Chinny, Turkey, and I were in language arts class. A huge project had been assigned, and determined to get it over with, we had hopped on the computers. The first step? To use Google for research. All three of us were sitting at the computer when Chinny typed in the words that would doom all three of us. www.google.com. Wait, Turkey exclaimed. I have a bad feeling about this. Chinny clicked enter anyway. It felt like a huge vacuum had sucked us in as we raced across cyberspace. My skin was being pulled by the force of speed. Complete blackness and endless pain from friction is what I thought the rest of my life would be. I could not sense whether or not Turkey or Chinny were beside me, and the loneliness was setting in. Then my mind began to question, was I in cyberspace? Am I dead? What happened to my friends? My family? With a sudden, nerve-wracking jolt, I landed. Quickly examining my surroundings, I noticed my friends beside me.
Hello, came my worried voice. They would not answer. Both began to run, leaving me once again alone by myself. Wait! I screamed with fear clear in my voice. No answer came. Something had screwed up their minds, and they had left me all alone. Wait, I thought. Where could they have all gone? It was a closed concrete room. My mind was going crazy. I could not sit still and live with the fact that I couldn't just leave if I wanted to. I was stuck. I sat down on the floor and tried to figure out what I could do. My mind was like an endless generator of terrible thoughts of what could be happening to me. Could I be going crazy? Ah! Came my disturbing shriek. Just that moment, I wondered where the light was coming from. How could a solid concrete room with no holes be lit? Then the lights went out, and the ground disappeared. I was falling through blackness, with no idea where I was. This feeling was torture. Falling, never stopping. What could I do? I began to lose control of myself. I struggled, yelled, but no matter what I did, nothing happened. It was the most terrifying feeling ever. I tried to remove my arm to do something, but nothing happened. Where were my arms? I tried to calm myself. My name is Rohan. I'm falling through blackness. This is horrible, I reviewed. Being dead would be better than this torture. I should be dead. Why aren't I dead? Help me, somebody. A loud voice pierced the darkness. Ha 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 ha. I jolted my neck around to see where the noises had come from. All I could see was the black hole of a world I was stuck in. I am Dr. Dud, came the voice again. I am the one who was trapped here, and I will not hesitate to let you spend the rest of your lives like this. I was the one who hacked Google, and I am trying to take over the world. This is exactly what will happen to everybody who goes on Google. Their friends will leave them, and they'll be trapped in this endless void forever. There's only one way to get out. You will have to pledge loyalty to me and my new kingdom I have created that now controls the Earth. Never! I screamed with insanity. I'd rather die than end up with you. So watch what you do, because you could end up like I did.